All right, welcome to What I Would Tell My 22-Year-Old Self. This is Patrick Klingan.
This is Adam Rotella. So, all Patrick,
right, yes.
Patrick, welcome to Thursday, everybody.
Patrick
has just been telling us what's leading up to this job interview that he's going for today. And where we left off last episode, Patrick was telling us about a LinkedIn event that you went to that you started to make these connections out in Orlando, sir?
So it was a TA event where I first made my initial connections. Then I went to a speed networking event. Mm-hmm. So out here, there is a freelance organization where you basically show up, you tell them what you are, and you there's a lot of funny stories about this. But you go and you have 3 minutes to talk to somebody at a company who can hire you potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really great opportunity. So for me, like, they're like, hey, what are you? And I'm like, I don't know what the hell I am. I've never even done anything. So I wrote down, which is really funny, I wrote down attraction designer, which is a very specific thing in the industry that now I know exactly what that is. And it was ridiculous that I wrote that down. I was like, project management, sure. Basically a writer, I'm all these things. And so it was kind of like, okay, that's interesting. It's so funny. So I went to this event and, you know, you got 20 resumes. I didn't know what the hell to even put on it. I never really had it. My only experience was at the Theo Awards, where I was basically a creative coordinator, they called it. I'm working at T-Rex. But there was one actually important thing I missed out on. I had been volunteering at Give Kids the World quite a
mm-hmm.
bit. So that was good. So Give Kids the World is an organization in Orlando, Florida, where people who are like wish kids that want to go to Disney World or Universal, they come out there and that's where they stay. It's a really great place. It's called Give Kids the World. But anyways, I was at this speed networking event and I met all these companies, and some of these people were like really nice. Some of these people were kind of jerks. Like, who the hell, you know, you're really not really don't have any experience. Like, what are you doing here at this event?
Sure.
And
So Patrick, one second. Yeah. When you went to this event, you were kind of just like winging it and seeing what would happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, you literally go when you have 3 minutes with a company just to tell them, and I really just had 3 minutes to shout at them, like, hey, this is who I am, this is my vibe, this is what I'm about. Like, I want to be this. I'm a great, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
and since then, I've been on the other side of the table and I've actually interviewed people at this very event.
Wow.
So like so it all comes full circle, you know what I mean? And it's a great organization and all that, but yeah, I threw my resume at them and I said, hey, you know, this is what I'm at. You know, I'm just moved to Orlando looking to get a job here, you know, in themed entertainment and anything. And what happened from that event, I met a few key people. I met somebody who I work with now who doesn't remember me, but I remember them. I met somebody by the name of Brian Morrow, who works at SeaWorld. He doesn't work there anymore. I met someone by the name of Ron, who worked at Nickelodeon, their theme park. I knew thing. I met a John Kaczynski, or it was like John something or other.
Turned out to be the Unabomber.
Yeah, right. No, okay. It wasn't that guy. And I basically had all these business cards. I followed up with everybody, and I a few people responded saying, hey, come on in, let's talk, like, let's get to know you a little bit. So I went to this fabrication company, met with this gentleman, gave me the nickel tour. He was a really cool guy, and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't really know how to fit you in here, but I want, you know, you seem like a really cool guy, and I wanted to just kind of show you around. So that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Brian Morrow from SeaWorld, he pulled me in for a little meet and greet just to say hey, and with another person to kind of get to know who I was. And it was, and going back now, like, he wanted to look at, like, I kind of showed some of my work, and the kind of stuff I had with me was horrible stuff. Like, basically, like, the night before I went, I was like, I need to come up with some drawings, and I was like, no, that's not really, I didn't really know how the industry really would work at that time. Like, I didn't know what they wanted, you know what I mean? So it was very interesting. But I did send some writing samples out, so some people read that. I don't really hear anything from them. And I was volunteering heavily at Give Kids the World, and I actually got a job at Give Kids the World. So I left T-Rex And since my training at T-Rex was so delayed, like it was like 3 week delayed, I only had to work there for like a couple or 3 weeks, whatever it was. And I didn't even really give 3 weeks, 2 weeks notice. I'm like, I'm leaving after Friday. Like I'm done. But it's so funny because like out of all my time in Orlando, I remember my T-Rex so vividly because it was such a painful experience.
Sure.
Like, it was scarring to my soul.
Well, don't you also think that having that job first when you moved out there might have helped you, you know, push you even more to get the hell out of there?
Yes. And it was good getting a social – I think it's good to work and to have a social life and to, you know, do – you know, just to get – have something to do. So I was actually, like, going to the gym in the morning. Then I would go volunteer. And then I would go to T-Rex. So I was like 18 hours fully loaded every day.
Yeah.
It was crazy how much I was doing. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to stay active. You know, I didn't want to, you know, do all that. So I get a job at Give Kids the World as a guest, like coordinator or whatever, basically working the front desk. It was a really great job. I treasure the time I was there. I still volunteer there. I'm actually volunteering there tomorrow night. And I get an email from a woman at Nickelodeon. Her name is Jen. And she's like, hey, you know, like we got your stuff at Slice. We want you to come in to an interview for a project coordinator position. And she kind of went down the terms like, it's this, this, this. Are you interested? And I'm like, hell yeah, Nickelodeon. So I
did you get slimed on the first day?
What's that? You do. You do. Slimed? Yeah, you do. They have a you get pied and slide. Slimed. So I went to, and when you have something like that, you're looking forward to, like, that's all you can think about. And it was like, okay, come in 2 weeks and we'll talk or whatever, a week. And I'm really excited. I have my interview and I kind of lay it all out there. And since then, she's kind of told me, she said some feedback one time about my interview where you're like, oh yeah, you kind of were weird in your interview. And I'm like, I don't remember any of that. Mm-hmm. Or she said I was awkward. I forget what it was. This is a horrible story, but. I had dinner with her a few months ago, and she's like, yeah, you kind of, like, you came off as a bozo or something. I'm like, I don't know what that's about.
Yep, that's perfect.
But it worked for me. So I interviewed with Nickelodeon, it was a freelance gig, but I got that job, or that going. And I quit Give Kids the World, gave them the notice. And what was really crazy is I'm not sure if you've ever experienced this, maybe you haven't, but going from like a nighttime closing at 11 o'clock, working 2 to 11, 5 days a week, to 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, you suddenly have all this free time that's opened up.
Yeah.
So I was single. I had all my weeknights open and Saturday and Sunday. And I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? I got all this time. So I joined a kickball league. I joined improv classes. I did all sorts of stuff like that just to keep busy, which I recommend for anybody. If you're single out there or you're looking to meet people, sign up for all these things. You got to shoot a lot of darts out there, and it makes you more interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a city that has these kind of classes, you're going to meet a lot of people, and it makes you more interesting of a person. So I recommend it. I met a lot of people at improv that I'm still friends with, and I met people that became really great friends, and I highly recommend just being active in the community. So I worked at Nickelodeon for 3 years, had a great time. I was in their project coordinator. Basically what project coordinator does in this industry is you facilitate meetings, you assist the project manager, you help budget, you help. And I kind of gravitated towards being, kind of backfilling my boss. She took some medical time away, so I was covering for her for projects, and I was basically project managing projects under her supervision. It was really great, but I in the back of my brain, I was like, I want to be creative. So we had a creative director on it. We have a creative director on a project. You had a project management representative, which would be a project coordinator or a project manager, and then an art director. And I was like, you know, I really think I can do this whole creative thing. I'm here as I don't think I have the experience yet to do that here, because I'm coming as a project coordinator and I've never really had an opportunity. There's a lot of things that in theme park design that are really helpful that you do. One of them is getting field experience where you actually go and build something and you're a part of that. Other things I think are important are working in the parks, which I had done for many years. Some people value, people who have never walked in a theme park and are in the industry, they don't really care about that. But if you, but all the people that did work in the parks, they really value that experience. So it's kind of like a club, that you say, oh, wow. Yeah. You worked. Yeah. I worked in, you know, I started saying, hey, I started working Buzz Lightyear or Star Tours like that. It's kind of a fun romantic version. You know what I mean? It's like,
sure.
A fun,
I know. Absolutely.
Well,
so, it also shows that you've paid your dues, Patrick, and it's something that you've wanted to do for a long time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's all part of it. I was really close to being a project manager there, and they kind of said, "Yeah, you know, you're just not quite there yet, but you're really, you know, you're already doing it. You're already doing the job, but there's a couple things we want you to work on." I don't remember what they were. And then I just kind of the job was very, it wasn't challenging anymore. And I felt like I had stopped learning. And for me, when I'm in my your 20s, like I wanted this to always be learning, and I'm in it for the long haul. You know what I mean? So, and you know, I had talked to, whenever I was, you know, I'm an ambitious guy. So I'd always be talking about the next thing. Like, what is your goal? And
yeah,
I was talking to one of the other project managers, like, hey, you know, what's your goal? Where do you see yourself? And he's like, you know, I want to be the best project manager I can be. That's what I want to do. And I'm like, man, that's great. Like, I want to be in that point where that's like, I'm really happy with my job and I'm really accelerating at it. And I'm not saying I wasn't unhappy with it, but I just felt like there was something more that I was missing that I wanted to keep going for. So basically I did have a couple of, I haven't really talked about this ever, but I did have a few interviews with Universal Creative, for an associate producer role, that never really went anywhere. And it would have been a little challenging. I don't really know what would have happened, but, that didn't work out. I went through six interviews, and they just, at the end, they're just like, hey, the product's been delayed, and they didn't have their stuff together. So it didn't really work out, which is fine. And then I got a LinkedIn message from that Brian guy I was talking about earlier from SeaWorld, that said, hey, like, and I had seen him several times, and actually he was a presenter at that Theo Award show I was talking about in the last podcast, you know, like 8 years prior or 7 years prior or whatever it was. So like, he had remembered me. I had seen him in that Speedrider Networking event. And he's like, I kind of remember you. I'm like, yeah, I know you. And then he's like, hey, like, we've always kind of kept touch and, seeing each other at different events. And he's like, you know, I kind of want to bring you in here and be a creative lead on projects. And with them and for SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, you'd come in and you'd basically be, you'd come up, this is what my, anyway, so that he's put that to me. And I was like, wow, that sounds really great. I had a lunch meeting with him and their creative resources manager. And I, they're like, hey, yeah, you know, just let us know what your rate is. And I shot out my rate, and they're like, yeah.
What did you say?
I don't want to get in the numbers. I don't want to get in the numbers on the
podcast. All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to do
all
that.
Right, text it to me afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. So I tossed that number out, and they said, okay. And they kind of, you know, built up the entire thing of how great it was going to be and what they kind of did. And so then I remember when I went to, like, because the thing about Nickelodeon is, like, I love those people. I love all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, because they're really great people. It was just, like, I needed to get more different experience. You know what I mean? So I went to my boss's office, closed the door, and I just kind of gave her, like, you know, a look. And she's like, oh, my God, you're quitting. And like, she knew. Because she had kind of been like, are you happy here? Like, are you trying to go to Universal? Are you trying to go to Disney? And I was like, I don't know. Like, no, but I had made my creative aspirations very well known there.
Sure.
And I had worked creatively on a few projects with them. Like, I had done writing and all that, and I loved doing that. But the thing is that, like, they had at the time they had a VP of creative, and he did the writing, and they didn't really have room for me. And in that respect, so I totally understood that. I needed more experience anyway. So I went to, so left very amicably. Like, every, I mean, they even made like a poster with like a congratulations, Patrick. Like,
sure,
you know, love you, and like, it was framed, and it was me like with a Hawaiian shirt, and you know, flip flops and all that. Me sitting at the desk, and it was really nice. Like, I remember, and like, it was on my last day. Like, I remember, like, not even like thinking like nothing was happening, and I go into like the they basically bamboozled me, like shot confetti at me, and like had this thing, and like gave me a little speech, and I mean, I got pretty teared up. I think I shed a tear. Because it was like a family. Nickelodeon's like a family there.
Sure.
You know, at least they were when I was there. So next thing you know, I have my meetings with, you know, the VP, the senior VP, and he's like, we're sad to miss you, but we're happy for you. And same, you know, that was the sentiment, is, you know, we're happy. My boss is like, is there anything I can do to make you stay? And I'm kind of like, no, like, I want to do this. You know, I want to be creative. And she's like, I totally understand. And so I go to SeaWorld, and I work on all sorts of fun projects. But the thing is, there is, I am very much I was freelance at Nickelodeon, but it was more like I was there 40 hours a week. At SeaWorld, it was like 20 to 30 hours a week, and it was not very consistent. But I opened a lot of fun projects. I had a lot of good feedback from a lot of the people I was directly working with. And then I worked on a big project that didn't really work out, and so I left. I was kind of out in the freelance market for a while, and I worked on an interesting hospital concept, and I started working on my book. And that's when I kind of got my whole book thing going.
So while you're in this moment, you've already worked for Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
You move up technically and you work for SeaWorld doing creative things. And then all of a sudden it just stops and dries out. What's your thinking process like now? Is it like, shit, I got to start all over again?
It was very much that my creativity had been validated and I had a portfolio of my own work. So it was, I'm very grateful for the time I had at SeaWorld. It was just all about timing to get the next freelance gig, the next time, you know, that was all, that's what it was all about. And during when I was kind of going out there, I was meeting companies, reaching out to them. And it's just one of these things where you need to, like, they're very, for what I was advertising myself off as for writing. And there's only a few people who need that, only a few companies that really need that. And they have a Rolodex of people they already reach out to. So getting into that and cracking in can be very difficult.
Sure.
And I met with a company, several companies actually, about that. But anyways, I kept a positive attitude about it. And that's why I kind of shifted gears to my book, where I was like, all right, I got a little more spare time here. I'm going to go ahead and write a book. And that's when I did, that, which is it's actually going to come out of this month. It's called Stories from the Magic Kingdom. It is a fan fiction book. Basically, I hate to say fan fiction, but it's a fiction book.
Yeah. Fan fiction makes me think that you're like writing like sex stories.
Right. So, but it's stories that are inspired by the Magic Kingdom out here in Orlando. Adam Rotella is a character in one of the stories.
I have not read this, and I'm very frightened to read it.
Yeah, no, it's great. I think you're gonna love it. so we can talk about that in a whole other part, and we should actually do a whole thing where we talk about that with my co-author. So I wrote it with another person.
Absolutely.
But so coming up next, we'll do that podcast when it's actually available.
Oh, Patrick, yeah. I want to know what job you're going out for. What's going on? What are you going in to interview for?
All right. So hold on. I got to really explain this a little bit more. Long story short, I get a job at iTech Entertainment about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And iTech Entertainment is a great place, and they do design work, creative work. I've been doing creative writing for them. I had two projects I was spearheading when I was first there for about 4 months. And then since then, I've been doing business development research, all sorts of great stuff. So here it is. What happened is I've been keeping tabs on my Nickelodeon folks just because they're great people. So I go to lunch or grab drinks or dinner with them. Basically, every few months, I see, you know, one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm friendly with many of them. And basically, the moment the VP of creative, who does writing and was their creative director for attractions and exhibits, he put in his 2 weeks' notice and he was leaving. So
yeah,
So I was like, huh, this is interesting. I've always wanted to go back to Nickelodeon, but with him there, there just wasn't really room for, I never saw that there was room for me to be in there. So I sent Ron that note the next day, reached out to him and said, hey, I know you guys are probably figuring a lot of things out right now. And I also knew they had a new creative resources manager who was also coming online. And I said, I know you need, you know, you're going to need resources. I'd like to officially extend myself out as a creative lead and a creative writer, for you guys. You know, let me know when you want to talk, maybe, we, you know, whatever. And I attached my portfolio and my, and I sent it off. Basically that night that I heard it. Right. So I'm like, okay, let's see what we, you know, can happen. And the next morning, pretty early, I get a message from him saying, hey, I'm very interested in this. You know, you're a great part of the family, all that kind of good stuff. And he said, but, you know, we got to figure a lot of things out. So just, he's like, reach out to me in early May, probably by the earliest I'll be able to talk to you. And I said, you know, I just sent him a note saying, you know, thank you. Really, you know, great to hear, you know, you know, and a couple other pleasantries. So that's kind of in the back of my brain. And so while I do enjoy working at iTech, I'm doing a lot of cool things at iTech. There is something about Nickelodeon that I really miss. Just their family. It's really great people. And being a creative lead again on projects and being in that light with them, I think it'd be amazing. Because I at least when I left, they are saying things have changed a bit. But when I left, I really understood the system and the scope of the projects and the freedom or lack thereof of freedom or the approvals and how it all worked.
So Patrick, what it really sounds like to me is you're not just looking to work for a company, you're looking to work for people right now.
Yeah, no, and that's very true. And the Nickelodeon group is a very tight knit family. The company I work for now is great. If I don't get this gig, we're probably not gonna be able to post this podcast. But to be honest with you.
No problem. We'll keep it in the draft section.
Yeah, keep it in the draft session. Because who knows? Like it could be a month before if this were to go. But I'm very positive about it. I'd love to go back to working with these people. And the projects are fun. You're working with Nickelodeon, and I'm very aware of of how their system works. And basically, the time I've been away, I worked for what they call an owner. And an operator, which was SeaWorld, and saw it from their perspective. Mm-hmm. And now, for the past 6 months, I've worked for a design firm, which is a whole other perspective. And I feel like that's kind of well rounded me out a bit, where my knowledge base is up quite a bit, where I feel very confident to come back in there and know how to navigate the system while being creative, while leading it, and while just doing kick-ass things with a positive attitude.
Absolutely. So these last couple of years, you've been learning a piece of the pie from here, learning another piece of the pie from someone else. And now it sounds like you already have that foundation laid. You're ready to start building up.
Yeah. And so basically, you know, it's just to snap forward a little bit. I received a message from the resources manager. She said, hey, we want to bring you in and talk about a potential collaborator, you know, get an update on your career progress and talk about a potential collaboration. So to me, it sounds like it's not even like a meet and greet, like, hey, you know, we want to just get to know you. It's like, hey, come on in. We want to talk business. And
absolutely.
So I'm hoping that it's really quick and resolved.
Well, here's what I see too, Patrick. You know, these guys, these people, they already know you because you've been a part of that community for years now. How long have you lived in Orlando?
I guess like 5 years, I guess.
Yeah, so you've been a part of their ecosystem for 5 years. So of course they're not looking for a meet and greet. They've already met you. They've already greeted you.
Right. So that's true. You know, and I really the Ron, the gentleman who hopefully will be my boss soon. I really loved working with him. I really liked his personality. Just a really great guy, and he's been elevated quite a bit there recently. And I'm really optimistic. And one thing that's been interesting about this is, I'm not really nervous, because, like you just said, I feel like I'm just coming in. I'm gonna come in and give people hugs and say, "Hey, let's do this. This is where I'm at. This is what I want to do for you. Let's, you know what I mean." So it makes it a lot easier, and it's all about the foundations that we've made over the years. And one of the Purple people I haven't met, because she's new, who's the resources manager, but that's not too worried about that. She's already a really nice person, and she's got this. She's from Huntington Beach.
Yeah, so, there you go.
So she's already like, "Oh, you went to Chapman, you went here." Like, "Oh, so," and I've heard good things from other people about her. So I'm really excited. And yeah, this is a pretty, like, I feel like, I left Nickelodeon. I left the mother's nest or the cocoon, and I'm ready to come back and nest, and kick ass and just work with fun people and bring a positive energy and positive vibes there. And I'm very confident that I would do a great job doing it. It's really what I've wanted to do since I was a kid. When I'm doing my writing at iTech and coming up with stories, like, I just feel like it's just like my Zen flow. But the thing is that at SeaWorld, I had to go produce it. And that's also fun too, because, you know, concept thing, that's basically very quick in the beginning, and then you actually have to implement it. And I love the whole process of fighting for budget and making sure things. And that, believe me, at SeaWorld, I had to be like a hawk on some of these projects. I don't want to get into it, but I really value the guest experience, and I want to make sure that I'm doing the best I can. And I've learned so much over the years from all these different mentors and being around people. I will say that the one unfortunate thing about this is, I really like my current boss right now.
Yeah.
His name is Seth, and he's a really cool guy. One of these things, it's funny, I met him several years ago, and he has been a really great, he's just a really nice guy, really, you know, no bullshit kind of guy. And he is on vacation right now.
Oh,
he just left for vacation today. So if, depending on how fast this goes, like, I'm gonna have to call him and say, "Hey, Seth, I'm heading out." And I guess there's no good way to quit, but I also like feel like it's kind of, it sucks if it happens and it happens on his vacation.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure that you'll get the same reaction that you got at Nickelodeon when you left the first time, man. I mean, you're just such a positive guy. Everyone's going to be happy for you. But yeah. let me ask you this, Patrick, if this job happens, if you get this job, that's what I'm talking about, baby. When you get this job, have you completed your goal? Is this the dream job that you've always wanted?
That's definitely exactly where I want to be. And I would say that when I was at SeaWorld, that was also my dream. That was also my dream job. But there were some caveats to the SeaWorld where it wasn't all there. This would really be amazing to be in this situation. Yeah.
I love it, man. I love that attitude. I mean, you're just so full of positivity. I've seen you grow so much in the last 5 years, man, that on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in this goal right now?
You know, I'm very confident that I can do a great job for Nickelodeon and their guests. And, you know, it's like, I love
that, guys. One second. Let me just point out something that Patrick just said right there. When I asked Patrick how confident he was, he didn't talk about himself. He immediately said, I would do a great job for the guests. And I think that that's something that's really overlooked when it comes to content, when it comes to trying to achieve a goal. It's not necessarily what you want. It's the value that you can bring to other people.
Yeah, sure. So that's where I'm at, Adam. But one thing that's really interesting is I've been generally nervous about every other interview I've ever had. This one, it feels like I'm coming home to Christmas dinner.
And how important have the last 5 years been to make you feel that way right now?
Yeah, very important. I've been doing this since I was 14, so even further. I pissed and breathed theme park design, and I've been in it and experienced it, and it's just what I want to do with my life for now. And honestly, with if this job lands and I do the freelance thing and get you know, converted to full time, which would be great because I'm full time now and getting, you know, having benefits is good. But I just want to ride off into the sunset, like settle in, put things into not autopilot, but just kind of coast. And just like I was saying earlier, I want to be the best damn creative lead, creative director as I can, just like that my friend Seth said he wanted to be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, I'll feel like I will be right exactly where I want to be. And I'm really excited. I think things are going to go swimmingly. I'm very optimistic. And I just think it's going to work out. And if it doesn't, it'll work out eventually. Just like that guy said, went back, you know, 10 years ago, he said, keep doing it. It's going to work out. And that's where you have to be. And this, yeah, there you go. That's what I got, Adam.
I love it, man. So let's wrap this up. What would you tell your 22-year-old self about this moment right now in your life?
It's kind of crazy. I mean, it's crazy because it's like I'm really, you know, when you get to where you want to be, you know, I tell myself this. I told myself this. You know, we told ourselves this a lot, which is there's no universe that exists where you're not going to accomplish your goals and your dreams.
Yeah.
Cause it's all your responsibility. So
yep.
I'm my 22-year-old self is about to graduate college. I was just getting into it, just trying to figure out how the hell to do it. And I'm telling anybody listening, no matter how crazy your dream may be, unless you want to be an actor and you're not in the demo, whatever it is, but even you can do any of these things. There is a way to do it. And if there's any part of you that says, I want to do this, you're not already doing it, working towards it, you're already behind, but it's not too late. It's never too late. I went through a few years of crisis where I didn't think, you know, I didn't know what I want to do with my life. I mean, very briefly, like I kind of given up on the dream, and it all comes back around, man. It's all in there. If you have a thing in your brain that says, hey, I really want to be involved with athletics or ESPN or whatever it is, you can make it work. You can get into it. And nowadays people change careers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it going. So Patrick, I would tell Patrick, younger self, that there is no universe that exists where you are not going to accomplish your goals. So keep at it.
I love it, Patrick. I'm so happy for you, man. Just to hear you talk about this stuff brings so much energy to what I'm trying to do also. And I'm sure it brings a lot of energy to everybody that's listening to us right now. So thank you for sharing this story. And I just want to say good luck, dude. I think you're going to get it, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Love it. And hey, just so everyone knows that this podcast is brought to you by Log by Blammo.
Thank you, Ren and Stimpy.
Bye. All right. Bye, Adam.
Bye, Patrick. Good luck, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Don't tune out yet. Patrick calls me and tells me the news from the interview.
Hello, Mr. Adam Rotella.
Patrick Kling. Hello, everyone, and welcome to what I would tell my 22-year-old self. Right now, I am putting my life in danger, letting Haley drive. I just got a message from Patrick Kling that says anchor ASAP. Patrick, you just got done with a life-changing interview. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so basically, had a great discussion with them, and they need help opening up a water park and a theme park.
Holy shit.
Over the next year. Basically, there's just a few eyes to dot and T's to cross, but there should be a few emails exchanged this afternoon, and then I will be an art director for Nickelodeon.
Patrick, congratulations. Yay! Haley and I are clapping. Hands on the wheel, Haley. Hands on the wheel. Patrick, man, congratulations. Why don't you talk to us? Do you have time to chat with us, or did you just want to share that?
I got five. Well, so that's the thing is this is like the add-on. We had all that build-up. Where I was at is, you know, they know where I've been. And, you know, I kind of sold them on my whole creative leading thing. And this is a bit different because we're so far down the line and on these projects. So it's an amazing opportunity to learn a lot. And the guy who I'll be working with, he's like, I'm going to be there with you every step of the way to unload every information I have. Because wow. It's a big project. So it's exactly what I want to be doing. It's amazing. It was a great meeting. It felt like being at home. There were some caveats that there's going to be a lot of travel involved because I have to go to a bunch of site vendors and make sure everything's good.
Congratulations.
This is what I did for SeaWorld. So I love working at iTech Entertainment, but this is an amazing opportunity. And it's my future. So I will be, as soon as the contract signed, which I expect to happen before the end of the week, I will be having a discussion with my boss. And that's it. That's my life.
Patrick, man, congratulations on reaching your goal. How many years have you been trying for this? I think you said since you were 14.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all been great. And, I mean, it is exactly where I want to go with my experience, with everything. It's an amazing opportunity. If Ron ever listens to this podcast, I want to say thank you, Ron, for thinking of me over the past, you know, because he was saying he's always kept me in mind in the back of his head of trying to figure out how to make something work out. It's amazing. It's everything I want. It's everything I've wanted to do. I think it's an amazing learning opportunity, opening up a theme park. And more to follow. We will be keeping this podcast because I'm going to be in a hotel room in God knows where America. I'm going to need to talk to you, you guys. So that's where we're at. We'll keep this short. But, by the time this is posted, it'll be on my social media channels. Maybe we'll have this be the way that people can find out. But
I think that's a great idea. This episode will be posting next Thursday.
Okay, that should be perfect. There shouldn't be any problem with that at all. I think everything will be resolved by then. Adam, thank you for your support. Haley, thanks for the love. I'm not about to pull back into my job that was formerly my job and to look at my coworkers and great people, but just
it's time to move on, baby.
Huge.
Time to move on.
Yeah, moving on up.
All right, Patrick.
All right, love you guys.
Congratulations.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, bye, Matt.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.